Where all have you traveled?
Well, I was out in Mexico a whole lot.
Yeah.
And out in Arizona. I've been to Las Vegas a couple of times.
Colorado.
Yeah, that's Colorado. Colorado Springs. And when I worked with, now this last job that I had, I worked with the state.
Uh-huh.
15 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was working when I retired.
Mm-hmm. What did you do for the state?
Maintenance man.
Okay.
Maintenance mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I traveled all the time. This is a big state.
Yeah.
You jump from here to El Paso and then turn around and come back and go to Texas County, you done covered some property.
Yeah, right. Okay. So you've been pretty much all over Texas then, huh?
Oh, I covered this state like a blanket.
You ever been to Wichita Falls?
Gosh, yeah.
That's my hometown.
I worked for TEC. We installed all that office up there. Fixed and blown it.
No kidding.
You know Tanner got a garage there? Guy named Tanner?
I don't know. I bet my daddy knows him.
Yeah. He played ball.
Tanner.
Yeah. That town, it gets hotter or colder in that town than any other town.
You know, I never knew it until I moved away. But
yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
You'll hear it begin to high for the nation, you know, on the news.
We had an office in, well, ever. I had 117 offices over the state.
Gosh.
And they'd take them out and pull them in, move around. Anytime we got a new district manager, he had to have everything changed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, it seemed like all the contracts run out in the wintertime in the north. Freeze to death up there in the wintertime to change them.
Yeah.
Down the south, you'd burn up.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had offices all up and down that border.
Is that right?
Yeah. We had started Brownsville, come up to McAllen, Harlan headquarters, that's district.
Yeah.
That's Harlan. And then, of course, the mission was closed. And then they come on up to Laredo, come on up to Eagle Pass, Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
That one was closed when I quit. And up to El Paso,
mm-hmm.
and on around, I'm making the loop now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had one at Odessa,
mm-hmm.
one at Midland,
mm-hmm.
one at Lubbock.
Good old Lubbock. I went to school out in Lubbock.
Yeah, I used to live there.
No kidding. How long did you
live there? I lived at Saddlewater.
Yeah.
18 miles. Oh, I lived there about 3 years when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. How old were you when you lived there?
I moved out there when I was 13.
Uh-huh.
And
you lived there from like 13 to 16 or something like that when you
were a kid? We started, you know where Texas Tech sets now?
Well, I sure do.
well, we started to buy a section of land there. And old man said, that's too high. Boy, you can't get an acre now.
I know, that's the most valuable property right now. I went to Texas Tech a few years ago. I went out to Tech. And that is, I don't like the weather out there.
I'd be in blew you away.
Oh.
Well, I'd tell you what, when I was out there, they didn't have that water system.
Gosh.
And we had a windmill at every house.
Yeah.
And what I mean, and then windmills get to run at night, screaking.
I never thought about that, which couldn't
sleep.
Oh,
gosh. Well, I seen, when I moved out there, I seen one